Thank you for calling customer support. This is DeMarcus speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Beverly Kimball, and I'm in Ohio. I see
yes,
you're in California.
Can you please provide me with that zip code, ma'am?
With what?
Can you please provide me with that zip code?
Oh, 44720.
That first and last name.
Beverly Kimball, K-I-M-B-L-E. And I have two charges on my bill, my account here, that I have nothing for it, nor did I order it.
All right. So, primarily your account, ma'am, I see here where you did order our all-natural keto and cleanse, all-natural product that does help reduce appetite and increase metabolism. With the particular keto and cleanse product, ma'am, you enter a 14-day trial. With this 14-day trial, and with this 14-day trial,
well,
ma'am, we
now
go
wait
ahead
a
and
minute.
Send you.
This here I ordered was $4.95 and $5.95.
Yes, ma'am. And
that's right. And that's fine. But I didn't ask for any more, and I don't know, and I didn't receive any more. So I don't know why I have charges on my bill.
Yes, ma'am, and as I'm stating before, and that's what I was going to complete state to you is, the product that we sent you out initially, ma'am, you entered the 14-day trial, okay?
Yeah,
now,
that's what
okay,
the,
listen,
the
listen,
other
okay.
prices were.
Yes, ma'am, okay. Now, for those 14 days, ma'am, we send you out a one-month supply. To be able to send you out that one-month supply, ma'am, we go ahead and charge you that simple shipping and handling to send you out that one-month supply. Now, as you sign up for this particular trial, ma'am, we go ahead and send you 1 month of our product, okay? Now, we give you 14 days to try this particular product. If you do not like the product...
I haven't received it.
Oh, no, you received it, ma'am, back on
no,
December.
No, I didn't.
The, back
I,
in de-
I don't have
back
it.
In de-
I got the little sample one.
That's the one we charged you for, okay? That is the sample. That is the 1 month supply. It's not a sample. It's a 1 month supply. Okay.
I understand.
No, what you
no.
Said.
Wait a minute. Just a minute, sir. The way it read on the computer was it was free, and you did shipping and handling for the $4.95 and $5.95. I did not want anything else, nor did I ask for anything else.
And we haven't sent you anything else.
No, but then I shouldn't have been charged the 94 and the 85 if it was free
it
and
wasn't
I
free,
paid the
as
shipping
I stated,
and handling.
As I stated before, it wasn't free. It was a 14-day trial, not a free 14-day
trial.
That's
not what it said on the computer, sir.
I completely understand, but in our terms and conditions, once you read those terms and conditions before you hit pay...
I think I need to take this to my lawyer because this is a ripoff.
Yes, ma'am.
No,
I completely understand.
It said free, and it said you pay shipping and handling, and I agreed to that.
Yes, ma'am. Now, as I stated before, you did sign up and place that and accepted those terms and conditions, ma'am. So, what I am assisting you with is I'm canceling this account out, which ensures you that you won't receive any more products or any more billing statements from us, okay?
Well, I also don't want... I want these off my bill.
Yes, ma'am. Now... We won't be able to tamper with those charges, as I stated before. Those charges are valid. If you want, I can give you
this
confirmation.
Ripoff.
If you,
you
want,
know it.
No, ma'am.
You're not even talking to your supervisor or anything. No, this is a ripoff.
And as I stated before, ma'am, I can give you this confirmation number so you can take to your bank and dispute these charges if you want. But as I stated, these charges are valid. Okay. So.
No, they're not valid. I said I would pay for shipping and handling, and I did. And that wasn't worth $94, those little samples.
Yes, ma'am. It wasn't a sample, though. It is a one-month supply of that particular product, ma'am.
No, I'm going to pass this on because this is a ripoff.
I do have a confirmation number for you if you do want to reference this account.
I want this taken care of, or at least you can do is go half on both of them.
Yes,
I think this is terrible.
Let me place you on a brief hold. Let's see what we can possibly do for you, okay?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
I said I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and I'll see what we can help you with, okay?
not hanging up until.
No, exactly. I don't exactly. And I don't want you to hang up. Okay, I want you to hold tight, and I'll get this taken care of for you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right, ma'am. My supervisor did advise me that I can give you a courtesy refund of 50% on the last two charges if you allow me to.
I will take 50% off on each of them.
Yes, ma'am. Let me place you on the hold while I get this taken care of for you, okay?
Okay. You going to do it right now?
Yes, ma'am. I'm doing it right now. I just need you on the line while I get it taken care of.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. So I went on ahead and refunded a 50% amount of $47.45 for that $94.90 charge.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I also went on ahead and refunded the amount of $42.95 for that $85.90 charge. Okay. And also, I went on ahead and canceled this account out completely, ensuring that you won't receive any more billing statements or products from us. Okay. Are you ready for this confirmation number?
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be C as in cat.
6-1.
Yes, ma'am. A as in apple.
A.
9. B as
nine.
In boy.
B as in boy.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. 1-0.
1-0. I'll read it back.
No, I'm not done
B
yet.
It's still going. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right. So now after that 0, it's going to be B as in boy.
Okay.
B as in boy.
Okay.
0.
0.
Yes, ma'am. That's the number. Confirmation.
Okay.
Number
repeating.
Yes, ma'am.
Capital O. I got a C as in cat, 61. A as in apple, a 9. B as in boy, and 10. 2 B's and a 0.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And will this be going in immediately?
Okay, so with this particular refund, ma'am, now it will take 3 to 5 business days to hit that account. Some banks will go ahead and refund that account same day, but just standard time, 3 to 5 business days.
May I ask who I'm speaking with?
Yes, ma'am. You're speaking with D. Marcus.
D.
Marcus. Yes, ma'am. D.
Marcus.
Marcus.
Right, but the first name was Dean. D.
No, my first name is D. Marcus. That's D.
Oh, just the D?
Yes, ma'am. That's Demarcus. It's one name.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, ma'am. It's okay. It's all right.
I want my notes correct here.
No,
I'm going to,
yes,
to
ma'am.
Follow this through.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand.
Okay, because I am going to call the bank after I got to, I need to call the bank then, and I will be looking forward to this, and they will put it on their record that it's coming to, and if it doesn't, I will go to my lawyer. So I appreciate what you supposedly say you have done, and hope everything goes well.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.